In the Texas governor's race, tomorrow's Democratic primary is getting national attention because of its two Mexican-American candidates, Dan Morales and Tony Sanchez. Commentator Ruben Navarreta says Texans are not surprised to hear Spanish in campaigns or anywhere else, but in other parts of the country, Spanish is still the subject of much debate.
On the hot-button issue of when and how a foreign language, oh, let's say Spanish, may be used as a public language, Americans don't speak with one voice. The Iowa House of Representatives recently felt the need to pass a bill naming English the state's official language. Iowa's Latino population grew by over 150% in the 1990s. The language measure would require all state and local government documents to be printed only in English. It's already been approved by the Senate and now awaits the governor's signature. Not again. This type of loyalty oath has surfaced elsewhere, California, Arizona, Utah, and the result is always the same. Bad. But here in Texas, there isn't much talk about English-only laws. How could there be? Two Mexican-American Democrats running for governor just faced off in a debate en español. Naturally, they also debate in English. Boring. Everybody does that. It was the Spanish that set tongues to wagging. Hosting the nation's first Spanish-language gubernatorial debate is heady stuff. But Texans took it in stride. Oh, there was a spattering of complaints from an offended few. Feeling English had somehow been slighted, they rushed to defend its honor. But there wasn't the wholesale bilingual backlash that many expected. This is, after all, a state where one in three residents is now Latino. Many Texans may think that spicing up their politics with a dash of Spanish is an appropriate gesture of respeto, respect, for a population that has paid its dues. It's not just Texas. All around the country, you'll find Spanish on billboards, on television and radio airwaves, on menus of fast food restaurants, and on ATM screens that ask for one's language preference. And to think that supporters of bilingual education are worried that children will lose their culture without instruction in their native language, is that even possible in this environment? These mixed messages on language are sure to stay mixed a while longer. We haven't even come close to achieving a national consensus. Is using foreign languages as public languages the start of a grand trend, or the end of Western civilization as we know it? Look, Americans will be having the same argument 20 years from now. The only question is, what language will we be using?
The comments of Ruben Navarreta, an editorial writer for the Dallas Morning News and a nationally syndicated columnist.